a narrative indicating that the top 1% of Americans are doing well, but that everyone else is struggling has developed over the course of time. However, recent data suggest that the situation is not quite so stark. As indicated by writer Josh Zumbrun, a growing body of evidence indicates that the economic expansion that has taken place since the financial crisis has enriched a much larger swath of the upper middle class. This evidence suggests that there is a deeper income divide developing between the top quarter of the population and everyone else. Stephen Rose, an economist at the Urban Institute, finds in new research that the upper middle class is larger and richer in America than it has ever been. By 2014, the upper middle class represented a record 29% of the population, up from 13% in 1979. Rose defines the upper middle class as earning between $100,000 to $350,000 for a family of three, or at least double America's median household income and about five times the poverty level. Many of the members of the upper middle class are middle managers or professionals in business, law, or medicine, often with advanced degrees. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.